99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Hope you're good. All right. Whew. Sometimes, huh? I feel everything. And so sometimes I need a moment to kick out of something. You see, when I'm angry, I feel it. Like, it's practical. I'm shaking. I'm feeling it. So I need a moment to just shake it off. Just a moment. And sometimes when I'm on air, I don't have it. I don't get a moment to shake it off. They say, you know, a blessing is a curse. I don't assume that any of my blessings is a curse. But I see how a blessing, when or if misused, can actually be a curse. Hey. Okay, so that's me trying to let out steam. Yeah, okay. We're ready. It's open thoughts. I just thought I'll put that out there. That's you and my thought in that moment. All right. So first, before our first conversation this hour, we're going to be looking at... come on, child. Our first conversation this hour, we're going to be looking at voters' registration and the fact that INEC is now asked to move the date forward, given that they actually moved the date for primaries forward. The date, at least by INEC, has been elasticated somewhat to accommodate, you know, the primaries and whatever functionalities needs to happen in order for INEC to have free, fair, thoroughly executed primaries. Yeah? Okay. Now, I want to get your opinion on that. And first, you know, I think what's even more important to me is whether you've been able to either revalidate your voter card, or whether you've been able to register, what challenges you've been through. The issue is, on one hand, that the online registration closed on the 30th, which was yesterday. So I hope you're registered to vote. And then, of course, after that, you have to make a physical appearance at the office, the INEC office nearest to you, to finalize registration, of course, get your card. So that's in a moment. After that, we're continuing our conversation from last week, which is the social perception of marrying early. Before we get into the conversation, I've been dwelling on something. Now, I think I should even say to you that the show, The Sunny Side, is an entire school of thought. All right, not necessarily one that you must agree with, but the philosophies that we get to talk about, debate, you know, lacerate with some sensibility and some logic here on the show, is a school of thought, whether it's politics, religion, people, society, culture, history, science, is actually a thought. So if you follow the show, maybe you follow it, but you don't know. So maybe I need to help with some language. It's a school of thought. The thought runs through. So if we're having a political conversation, chances are the psychological implications of that political conversation would apply to a human life or a singular perspective in life. All right, so with that out of the way, I want to speak on the fact that quite a handful of society members believe that nobody is perfect. This has been pressing on me. Last week on the Lords of Logic, we had a conversation around nobody's perfect. More people, I think, I mean, from the calls, that is, you know, quite a handful of people believe nobody's perfect. A few others believe, no, we're perfect. We're just not living up to it. I have a situation, well, it's a thought. And given that it's open thought, I want to share that thought with you. If you say that nobody's perfect, now remember on this show, I don't do your thinking for you. I do not suppose that I should do your thinking for you. I think that where there is responsibility, there should be choice. And I want you to know that you have a choice for the actions or inactions that you decide to make. Yeah. With that said, I think sometimes the only reason we think that we're imperfect is not because we can actually prove that we're imperfect. It's the fact that we want to benefit either from inaction or we do not want the weight of responsibility. So we assume irresponsibility in order to permit that thing which we assume to be unchangeable to persist. So basically, in plain grammar, it's like we permit error because somehow we feel it would take responsibility on our part to fix it. And we don't want the responsibility in order to fix it. So we assume, well, this thing will continue because I don't want to be responsible. That's exactly what you do when you act in a manner that allows the permanence of error. So let me put it this way. Imagine you are facing something in life that you have been complaining about. It seems as though your logic tells you to fix it in order for you to not complain about it. In the same vein, when you say nobody's perfect, suddenly you readjust the philosophy. You assume that this thing, and it's interesting because I want you to know that you can fix it. Anything that you can fix, I don't think you can thoroughly justify nobody's perfect with that psychology. You can't say nobody's perfect, and then there's an issue that you can fix, and then you don't fix it. And then you say, well, the reason this will persist is because, you know, nobody is perfect. It seems as though not much thought is given to the fact that you have to be responsible for the change that you want to see. Otherwise, reverse would be the case. The outcome will persist. So I want to share an audio with you. I think before I share the audio with you, I should give you a brief insight into the life of Novak Djokovic. Djokovic. It's like a Vic. All right, Novak Djokovic, a tennis player. He began playing tennis at the age of 4 after his parents gave him a mini racket to play. And then he began professionally at the age of 20. That was in 2003. According to Wealthy Gorilla, he is worth $220 million. That's at 2022. He's worth $220 million. All right. So with that, $220 million. Hold on a second. Now, I want to play for you an interview he had with the BBC. It's 1 minute. Just extend some attention to me. Just one God-given minute. Hold on a second. Let's start from the beginning.
I understand the consequences of my decision. And one of the consequences of my decision was not going to Australia. And I was prepared not to go. And I understand that not being vaccinated today, I'm unable to travel to most of the tournaments at the moment.
And that's the price you're willing to pay?
That is the price that I'm willing to pay.
Ultimately, are you prepared to forego the chance to be the greatest player that ever picked up a racket, statistically, because you feel so strongly about this jab?
Yes. I do.
But as things stand, if this means that you miss the French Open, is that a price you'd be willing to pay?
Yes, that is the price that I'm willing to pay.
And if it means that you miss Wimbledon this year, again, that's a price you're willing to pay?
Yes.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Wow. He is world number one when it comes to playing tennis. The world of tennis, Novak right now is world number one. And giving, so this is pretty much what he is known for. This, at least in terms of human achievement, this is by social status. Remember, human achievement by social status. This is his highest achievement. And he is willing to sacrifice it over a jab. Now, we're not going to focus on the jab. We're focusing on the psychology here. It seems as though, I'm going to link this to politics eventually, because I think that the problems Nigerians go through on a daily basis, Nigerians, when they decide to fix it, can fix it. To assume or suppose that nobody's perfect says that you are allowing the permanence of this thing that you don't like. And if you allow the permanence of it, then there's no point you praying or complaining. It's like you have accepted it, then live with it. Don't complain. I think this is necessary because as elections come forward, I've lived in Nigeria long enough to know that. So let me even give you the one I even think is funny. You know how it is? You have actually insisted that nobody's perfect. And that has been your philosophy up till this very age, which, you know, you're listening to Nigeria Info, you're listening to me. And economically, let's even ignore the personal aspect of your life. Economically, it seems as though the philosophy of nobody is perfect has determined your life. And many things about the economic implications to your life are things you don't like. So if you say nobody's perfect, then you permit error. You give excuses for error. You do not stand up to fix it because you suppose that, well, fixing it is nearly impossible. No, I don't think it's impossible. I think that you don't want the responsibility of fixing it. With that said, for those who believe that, you know, we are perfect, the supposition is that mentally you're making room for improvement. And to think in that manner means that if you decide on anything, your projectile, what compels your spirit, is that that thing which is higher than you is possible. It's like, I'm what, 5'2" and I weigh 60, so I can add more weight or I can lose more weight. Now, if I'm overweight, there is a possibility to lose weight. As again saying, even though I'm healthy, well, this is me, deal with it, I can't change. If there is a possibility that it can be altered in any direction, left, right, then it's not logically sensible to suppose that there isn't anybody available to correct it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there isn't anybody. There's no being capable of changing it. If you say that Nigeria satisfies you, because I don't want you to keep complaining when I can just honestly open the mic and tell you live with it. After all, you think it cannot change because the person or the human who will change it doesn't exist. Because every time you say, well, nobody's perfect, you're practically implying that whatever issue that can be said to be present cannot be fixed. Because the moment you know that somebody can be held accountable because it is achievable, automatically it even changes a mentality so that your approach is even different. Now you're working not just with hope, but with a pattern to achieve an outcome. All right, so I wanted to share that with you. To say, I think you pretty much can assume where I stand on the nobody's perfect logic. If you insist that nobody's perfect, then you permit error. And I think it's interesting that I have to build a career this way, where I have to maybe argue with you or go back and forth with you. I have to allow you have your days when it comes to conversations, and sometimes I have to contend with the things that you say. So this is me contending with, and you don't have to agree with it, remember, but you must provide me a far superior argument. If it's not superior, it seems as though you have the responsibility now to contemplate your situation and maybe change the way you do things, because Nigeria cannot continue this way anymore. How a caller called yesterday and said, if we miss, as a nation, if we miss our opportunity to get the right guy into governance, and the right guy can be who you choose, but you see, you need a body of facts to make a right choice. You need a body of facts. Now, if you have destroyed the structure of your logic or the structure of your reasoning, if you allow things influence the rightness in your human consciousness, then you cannot make the right choice, because the entire, it's like stealing and justifying stealing. So what you do psychologically is you fracture the thing that helps you create a balance in your morality. You fracture the balance, the scale of morality, psychologically. Isn't it interesting? I don't think we're told enough how we destroy ourselves by the things that we do. So if I tell myself a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, even if the truth stood in front of me, I have paralyzed the structure of right and wrong in my head. The entire, you know, scale is destroyed. So I couldn't even pick it out in a line of two. If the truth stood here and the darkness stood here, I couldn't tell one from the other. Open thought. All right, so 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk about your PVCs now. And every conversation here is towards the furtherance of the cause of this great nation, that every Nigerian has a role to play. And for some of us, this is the last fight we have. It's like, after this, we're tired. Because then you're probably in your 40s, or you're probably near 50. When do you start to live? You have wrong structures that inform your decision. You make a decision, And then you spend, you make a decision one day and you spend 4 years complaining about it. That's wild, to be honest with you. That's wild. When there is capacity to correct something, it's as though you deserve the suffering that comes from it. If I have the capacity to change something I don't like and I fail to change it, and I'm complaining about the effects of that thing on my life, it's nearly as though I should be told, well, you deserve it. You did nothing about it. Well, deal with it. Someone yesterday said Sambisa Forest would be like a resort if we don't get it right this time. It's horrific to imagine that that can be a possibility. But every Nigerian must get up and do what's right. Now, that informs our next conversation on 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. The Sunny Side. Socioeconomic Rights and Accountability Project, SERAP, has urged Professor Mahmoud Yakubu, the chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to immediately extend the deadline for voter registration to give more time for eligible Nigerians to exercise their right to participate, the same way the electoral body has extended the deadline for party primaries. Against this earlier stance, the INEC last week suddenly extended the deadline for the conduct of primaries by political parties by 6 days. That's from June the 3rd to June 9th. Also, online pre-registration ended May 30th, yesterday, while the ongoing continuous voter registration, CVR, will end 30th June. In a letter dated 28th May 2022 and signed by SERAP Deputy Director Kolawole Oluwadari, the organization said voters are also critical stakeholders in the electoral process. Treating all eligible Nigerian voters fairly would advance the people's right to vote and to participate in their own government. Okay, so have you registered to vote? And now, so there is what might be said for the movement of time and the necessity of it. I think I want to find out whether you might agree with SERAP. To be honest with you, personally, I'm grateful to SERAP. They're probably one group who just decide, who's, I think like they assume a kind of a eagle eye vision on government activities. And I follow them on social media, and every time I see their tweet, I nearly want to shake the hand of the director to say, oh, well, thank you. You seem to be doing something about something. But here they're asking INEC to extend the date for voter registration. One, it's have you voted? And do you think it's necessary that the date be extended, given that the date for primaries have been extended? Is it possible that there are more Nigerians who are unregistered and would need more time on the calendar to at least get to some venue somewhere? Or maybe, well, that's for those. If you, well, we said so much about this thing being on your phone and that you could do it on the internet. Well, some people are not necessarily tech savvy, so they would actually need to go to a center nearby to be registered. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hold on, just wait. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm actually glad you're doing this program. Like, I just think that actually good. I'm here from the show. Yes, I like the extension. It makes sense. At least you know what we're doing now. We need some sort of consciousness. This problem is consciousness. We have consciousness in the country. Look, people are not really aware.
Aware of what?
they can actually do something. Like, their actions matter, their activeness matter. People don't really believe in their numbers. Like, you know, our numbers prove everything is what they call this in them.
So you think INEC should extend the dates?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you registered?
No, I've not.
Why? What happened? Is there a story to it?
Yeah, like, I moved down to Ikorodu, so, like, family issues and stuff. So I'm using a small phone, a very small. I can only listen to the radio.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just tuned in.
Oh, wow.
Access to internet. So, yeah, I'm one of them, too. You get? So, like, there's a whole lot of us.
Oh, you're one of them. Oh, there we go. Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, this is something.
My credit is out.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Joy.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much.
Okay. So what I want to contribute on was... Hello, can you hear me?
I'm with you. Please go ahead.
Yes, in the issue of the extension of the PVC. I don't think it will. Look, it not work. If you like, if you extend it for 2-3 years, people will still, they will still rig the election. You know, because one, Nigeria, we have that mindset, and you know, of rigging. Vote buying.
Wait. Let's start from the front. Have you registered?
I try not to register because the cumbersomeness, you know, because the difficulties.
It's not difficult. Don't you have a smartphone?
So that is one. The extension of that application, it has already lapsed. So. But I'm talking again in the issue of I think your other first question that you asked him, perfection or I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's a problem. You don't know.
No, the Bible said that it said be perfect, for the Lord is perfect. God has made us perfect.
All right.
We should do perfect things.
All right.
Everything that He wants us to do, we should be perfect with it. God is perfect, you know. He made us in His own image, and it's perfect. So whatever man does.
So all of this just so that you won't vote, because you said you have deliberately avoided registration. That's something. Look,
no, rig the election.
Wow. Okay, you know what? I'm off on a break. When we come back, we'll talk. No, hold on a second. I'm off on a break. When I come back, we'll talk about this. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, 3 minutes shy, 1 p.m. The last caller says he hasn't registered to vote because caller says elections will be rigged. But he's going to complain about no electricity. All right. Hello, Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
Hello, it's Joyce. It's Derek.
Welcome, David.
I called initially.
Okay.
So, as I was telling you about the PVs that I didn't register.
Oh, you're
know,
the one.
Because of the system, we have a very bad system, you know, that has been a perpetual system. You know, a very bad system, you know. Nigerians, they run this system down totally.
So you have accepted defeat. That's really what this is. You have accepted.
I am not accepting. Look, I run my own economy. I don't run the economy of Nigeria.
Whose money are you spending? What currency are you spending?
I'll be spending Nigerian money, you know, but okay. I run my own economy because, one, you know, I'm inside Nigeria. I'm not running an exchange.
Wow.
You know, economy.
You're not going to
so
be
I
voting.
I run my economy inside Nigeria.
I get it. You will not be voting. I do. I understand it. But it's like, we're not going to change anything. You don't want to change anything.
Joyce.
I'm asking. That's a yes or a no.
If you look at it from the north, they'll, under each children, there'll be so plenty, so much. They'll give them...
You don't want to change anything. It's all right.
Listen to what...
I know what you're about to say. I'm asking you if you do not want the responsibility to change something.
How will it change? How did you... Experience?
Well, for sure, we can't change anything by you not being a registered voter. That's for sure. Because,
if we register...
You have more excuses than you have logic. Like, look at that. So, you know what you're doing? You're bothered about an enemy that you're not going to confront, and that's something. You're bothered about someone who's going to rig the election, but you're not prepared to confront the situation. You're not even in the ring, and you're complaining about the fight.
If I'm going to vote, it does not take me anything if I want to.
You know what? It's been nice meeting you. See you on the other side of 2023. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Off on the break to bring you lost of the headlines. It's about 1 p.m. on the clock. The sunny side. My name is Joyce. Open Thoughts, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Well, you can see how this conversation is playing out already. I played you the audio of Novak Djokovic, world number one tennis star worth $220 million estimate. And he said that he was willing to give all of that up for something that he believed in. So what war is, or what a fight is that you come to the knowledge of something and then that you're willing to lose in order to preserve that which you know. So my last caller, well, says he's not going to be voting. And it's interesting because you have, let's assume for the sake of narrative, you are saying, well, I have identified an enemy, but you're not going to contend with the enemy. Automatically, you have conceded to your enemy, just putting it plainly. The sunny side. Our conversation, our topic this afternoon is, should INEC extend a registration for voters in order to allow more Nigerians registered to vote? Have you registered to vote? We're finding out on the sunny side. Let's talk. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. If you'll turn that off, that would be great.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Chika.
Welcome, Chika.
Joyce, I have an issue with the registration platform, the online registration.
When did you have the issue?
Sir?
When did you have this issue?
I have this since last year. I registered online.
Okay, go ahead.
So I registered online using the location of where I do business.
Okay, that's
by the time I get to Ojo local government, they say I should have registered at Arimosho since I'm living there. That is where I choose as a polling unit. So they say they will transfer that from the local government, that Ojo local government to Arimosho local government. So I should go to Ikotun, LGS.
Okay.
So that is where we'll be able to access it.
Okay.
But when they now captured me at that Ojo local government, and I found out that in the photo they will put first name, second name, all those things. So I did mistake in putting my father's name as my name, as in the surname. There's no surname on the photo, as in the online registration. So I now find out the mistake. The woman said, when I get to the Kotu place, they will correct the error. So on my way getting to the Kotu, they say they have taken out their system, that they have extended this thing. The thing has full. They want to take it to Abuja. Later I should come back. I keep going back there. Till now they say the thing has not come. They have resumed work, but they have not sent that transfer. And I cannot be able to change them. I cannot be able to do anything. I've gone there three times. I've tagged. I've sent email to. So this to INEC, I have tagged INEC because anytime I go there, I video myself showing that I have been here. This is the process. I will not tag them on their social media, and till now, nothing has been done.
So that means you also are asking INEC to move the date forward to accommodate people who are unregistered.
I think that.
Well, you're asking INEC. Do you need INEC therefore to extend the date for registration? Wow.
No, they can extend it, but what about me that I've registered? That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Now I think that an extension will help ratify this issue, and I feel that you need to go to the nearest INEC office.
Yeah, the extension will help. But
yeah.
Since last year till now, they have not even transferred it from Ojo local government to Arimosho, which is the Kotu. They say I should go. Anytime I get there, they will tell me they have not.
So where exactly are you going to? Are you visiting an INEC office? Is it INEC that's telling you this?
Yeah, INEC office at Ikotu. That is where I visit. Every Thursday, because I'm a businessman, I own a shop. So normally Thursday, environmental, I use that time to go there. every Thursday. I now say, let me not be going on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an issue with Thursday. And I started going on Monday, the same story.
Wow. So you're okay. You are one unregistered voter. At least your voting is not finalized. Well, look, thank you very much for calling. Hopefully, no, yeah.
Is there any way you can help me to.
Maybe, well, personally, not necessarily.
I want to get my voter's card.
Exactly. Personally, not necessarily. So it would look as it would appear as though INEC needs to extend the date to accommodate complaints as yours. Have it, you know, fixed, and then you can have your card. So certainly we need a date advancement on one hand, and then your issue, you might need to send an email to someone, and that has to be INEC, really.
I've did that.
So you're registered, and what you want now is to change your name, is it?
To correct the mistake, even if they don't want to change the name, the mistake, the two names are my name. That's
okay.
My surname and I can as well bear my father's name.
Exactly.
Even if they don't want to change it, please let them transfer it so that I can get my card.
Yeah, so that is now is the issue. So now I think you can get your card. I'm not sure how this transfer thing works, but if I get any information, I'll certainly let you have it.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much. Now, some people are going to be disenfranchised, not necessarily due to a deliberate attempt by INEC. It just seems as though there are issues that are still in the way of people getting finally registered. Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome, ladies. Good to have you here. Thank you for calling. You tell us your name.
Okay, my name is Adeline.
Welcome, Adeline.
I'm calling from Satellite Town.
Thank you for calling.
So, for me, you know, Nigerians, the way we are, even if you extend it by another 6 months, some people will wait till the last minute to want to go do what they should have done in 6 months. So I'm indifferent. Well, maybe for the sake of argument,
yeah.
Like Sarah has said, if you extended the deadline for primaries to be conducted,
yeah.
Then you should also extend the PVC registration. Then I just want to react to the two earlier callers who have called stating their problem that they have with voting and all of that.
Okay.
And it's so sad that many times a lot of us have this defeatist attitude.
Yeah.
And then we just want to, you know, take it that whatever happens, they will have their way. And that is unfortunate, because oftentimes that is even the reason why they do rig. Because when your name is on the voter's register, and then a polling booth has 3,000 voters, for example, and then only 500 turn out on voting day. What do you want, you know, these riggers to do?
Yeah.
They will take advantage of that and do whatever they want to do. However, if everyone turns up on the election day and vote, then rigging would be, you know, minimal or impossible.
Okay.
So the youth of this nation, this country belongs to them, and they need to take advantage of this election and pick whoever they want to rule them. That is just my own little
thank you. Yeah, that's good enough. Thank you very much for calling, lady. I do appreciate. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce. This is Anne.
Welcome, Anne.
Hello from Marco.
Good to have you here. Speak up for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want Dinah to send the registration.
Okay.
Voter's card.
Are you registered?
The last, yes.
Are you registered?
Yeah, the first time it came out on the paper. That paper one, I had it the first time.
Okay.
Registration.
Is it still valid? Have you confirmed if it's valid?
I've been using it to vote. It's what makes it not valid.
All right. Well, thank you then. Sorry.
So, that last two guys that said he's going to be, the election will be rigged. The other one said that he runs his business.
Self-economy. His economy is powered by him.
That's very sad. These are the ones that we keep calling the government. They are bad. They are not doing this. But do the simple thing that will change this government and give us good person. But they are not willing to do anything. But they are the ones that we wail more than the brief when the bad people enter there. What stops them from going to register and coming out to vote that day? Instead, you see them on the main road playing football. The last election, I took Buhari. When I was living at Koka, I had to travel from Koka to Ijesha where I registered to go and vote. On the road, see all the men and boys, they were there playing boy. I asked them, why do people go and vote? What they are they giving us money? Will they give us money?
Mm.
But
right.
The one that will make noise on the radio, this president is not good and that. Mm. But they will never do this. Except their civic rights just to vote for one day. It's a pity that they have this negative mind and they... what do I call it? Defeated mind.
Yeah.
That's everything. This INEC man, now, with the... this new INEC chairman,
yeah.
This capturing of something that they did in Anambra, mm-hmm. Why did they rip their vote in Anambra state, even when Andrew Bahas...
All right. So, thank you. I think I might have...
positive in their life for once. It's quite negative, and they want things to change.
All right.
Sorry for them.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. And we're going back to the telephone lines. Good afternoon to you, the sunny side. We're Nigeria, Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yes. I really appreciate your good work.
Well, thank you.
My name is CJ. I'm calling from Ogun State.
Welcome, CJ.
Yes, back to the question that you asked. Should INEC extend the issues?
Yeah.
Issue of veterans registration. Now, Joy, my sister, for me, you see... Nigerians are very unprincipled people and lawless.
Yeah.
And that is one of the problems that troubles me. You see, this situation, this process started since last year. And the majority of Nigerians will not go and do the right thing. You do not need the PVC only for voting. There are some other identificational things that you need it for. And this also aligns with what you were saying this morning when you came on air about perfection. You see, perfection is a righteous standard trait. Doing the right things at the right time, if possible. Now, for me, I registered last year.
Mm.
So this morning at Adumoshu Local Government, this morning I checked online and they indicated that mine is available. So what I'm planning to do, probably by Friday or Thursday this week or next week, I'll go to Adumoshu Local Government with my pre-test slip that they gave to me and I will show it to them. If, since INEC has indicated online that mine is available, then I will go and pick mine.
Oh, fantastic.
You see, the issue of mine, if you like postpone it the next day, there will still be the wrong thing. And that is why we're having problem. We are unprincipled and lawless people. I don't know. It's not a matter of prayer how God is going to help us. I pray that we should do the right thing. Thank you,
Thank you very, very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce.
Hi, ladies. Good to have you here. Yes. Thank you for calling. Good afternoon to you.
My name is Lota.
Welcome, Lota.
Please, I want to tell you my experience as regards going to the INEC office.
Sounds bad.
It's not as if that Nigerians are lazy or they don't like doing right the things at the right time. Sorry. On getting social disorder of local government, they have just one device.
Oh.
For registering online and offline people. You can imagine just one.
Yeah.
I stood for close to 5 hours. Like, my legs were numb. Honestly speaking, yesterday, finally, it was just my resilience that made me succeed. And when you get there, they will now tell you, are you on appointment? Are you not on appointment? I registered online, but I found it difficult to book an appointment.
Yeah, I wasn't also all able centers, to book an appointment.
Exactly. All the centers I was choosing, they were telling me...
Booked.
Exactly. God bless you. So I was like, let me get to the office.
Oh, good.
And now know what they are going to tell me. That was why I went there yesterday. All through May, I was unable to book an appointment. I now went there yesterday. I asked one lady, she said, I should wait. Okay. While I was now waiting, I was now observing what was happening.
Mm.
You have to fight before you could be allowed to enter.
It's a crazy
thing. I fought.
Wow.
That was after standing for 5 hours.
Yeah.
I had to fight my way through. I was calling the guy. I was shouting, that's the doorman.
Mm.
At a point, he said, okay, madam, enter. I now entered. And when I now entered, I now had to like queue up again, because mm-hmm. when you enter into the office, you have to queue up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to queue up again, but at least I was happy that I'm inside the office and mm-hmm. I was going to succeed.
Yeah.
And
good.
Finally, I did.
Oh,
that was just my joy.
Oh.
But the thing is, one system for a whole local government, and for the guy that said he has been going to Ikotu, people from Ikotu were coming there and they were registering. So he better go to Ikotu. He better go to Shodi Solo.
Okay.
They'll give him a form to fill.
Oh, nice.
For his transfer.
Okay.
So he's going to be attended to.
Well, thanks for helping out.
At Isolo, all those LCDAs, all of them have to come to Shodi Solo.
Oh.
To do it. But the unfortunate thing is, it was only one device.
Which honestly surprises me for a nation selling APC tickets at 100 million naira. It's like, how? Well,
so at a point I was annoyed, but I was like, let me just wait. Let me just.
It tells you what needs to not happen again. And I think the people must determine that. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence will take it by force. And maybe Nigerians have to determine whether they want it that bad or whether they're just going to keep listening to Nigeria Info, calling in and complaining. You're going to have to choose.
Please. So I have to get my voter card because I really need to vote.
All right.
The men there were saying, I just want to get it for the sake of getting it. And at a point, I had to convince them, please use it. You can't waste all these hours here and tell me that on election day, you stay back in your house. Finally, they were like, okay, madam, you are correct. Okay, maybe I'm going to.
Wow.
You get it. So they better do something about the device. They have to provide more hands so that more people will be ready.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. INEC, I hope you're listening. I'll be showing up at INEC office in no time to get my PVC. I'll be going with cameras just for the entertainment of it. If they put me through stress, it's going to be on video. But God, I hope they don't. I don't have the energy for it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
I've been trying since.
Hey, look at you now. Here you are.
Well done, my sister.
Thank you. It's good
my
to have
name
you.
Is Paul.
Welcome, Paul.
I'm calling from my job.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, I want to make contribution about this INEC voter registration.
Uh-huh. How far?
You see, people always complain about difficulties in getting voters' card.
Okay.
I think this thing is only down here in the south. I am from the north. It is not the fault of the government, too. It is even the fault of the people whom they have given this thing, the responsibility of registering people.
Yeah.
You could imagine the whole of, I am in Aja, the whole of Aja, there is no place that you can go and register, except you come to Etiosa. Etiosa local government.
Exactly.
Which is very far away from Aja.
Oh.
But it is not like this in the north.
Oh.
In the north, when you go to the north, you see everywhere, every
corner, INEC office.
Every corner, you will see INEC people.
Oh, wow.
Registering people.
Yeah.
And it is free.
Yeah.
If you go to Etiosa now, they will ask you to bring 5,000 naira for voters' card for your right.
Wait. Did you say that they're asking you to pay 5,000 at Etiosa?
Yes. I'm the joy. I'm telling you.
I'm going there. I'm going there.
5,000 naira.
And don't worry. I'm going to bring gist for you guys.
They will collect money for you. Something that is supposed to be free.
Okay, now let's see how this goes.
How can people be interested to go and pay 5,000 naira
for what
they know that it is their right? So this is the problem. It is not a problem of the government. The government have already made the provision. But the people down here, the people themselves, they are the one who sees this thing to themselves. They are making money for it. Look at the case of NIN.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So that is why you see people find it difficult to get a PVC. And again, I think as a result of this, you will see that on the day of election, you will see that youth or even adults, they will not go to where they are
to vote.
Voting. Instead, they will sit in the beer parlor, play drinking. Youth will be playing ball on the street. You see.
Well. Thanks for this update. That's something we need to confirm.
You know, bad government.
I don't think
it's not really the fault of government. It is the fault of the people.
Yeah.
The people down here in the north, it's not like that. That is why you see even every Aboki that polish shoe
the one that a nail cutter, wheelbarrow pusher, or they have PVC. Because it is easier to get it.
Wow.
Okay, like this time, most of them, they travel all the way from Lagos here to go and get their PVC. Because they know that here they will pay money.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Well, that's one necessary part. Yeah, that's something necessary that you've pointed out. Look, thank you very, very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. So here's one thing that we must resist, which is people making you pay to get your PVC. Hello, the sunny side.
Hello, Joey. Good afternoon.
No, afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. You tell us your name. You go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Husseini.
Welcome, Husseini.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with some people. So it's hardly now. People to make comment without mentioning not.
Ah.
First of all, I'm a typical Nigerian, and I know even people in the north, they are going through the same thing that people are going through in here.
But hold on a second. Hold, my friend, my brother, please wait. The last guy who spoke about the north didn't say anything degrading about the north. Why are you assuming that somebody's saying something against the north?
He's saying that it's easy to get it there.
Yeah, but that's not something...
Which is not true.
Well, it's okay for you to have a contrary opinion, but I don't think you should make it sound as though he is saying something negative about the North.
No, what he's trying to say, maybe INEC is favoring Northerners so that they obtain their...
Do you know that even me that he told, I didn't think that. Even me that I didn't... That never crossed my mind. I didn't insinuate that from what he said.
Okay.
Wow.
But what I'm saying is that this thing, even in the north, is not that easy to get it.
Okay.
And it's not true that almost every street in the north, there is an echo office.
No, of course. I think that was a little exaggerated. But I'm thinking that he was trying to say that...
My local government now, was a go in Kebbi State, the whole local government, and that local government, I'm telling you, is one of the biggest local government in this country in terms of mass of land.
Mm.
But all of us, we have to travel to the local government headquarters to do it,
We
really want it. Yes, there is no...
Are you made to pay? Do you pay something for getting it?
Well, truth to God, we are not paying anything.
Okay, all right, so that one is accurate.
We're not paying anything. But you have to go a long journey
to register
in your local government headquarters.
All right. All right.
That's the truth. I think the INEC official to charge off to try and do something
about that
to make it easier for Nigerians to obtain their PVC.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Yeah, we're back. The sunny side, 99.3. Nigeria Info. Do you think INEC needs to extend registration? It would appear thus far that people need time to maybe fix a problem, address an issue, or register. Wow, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Good to have you here. The sunny side. You're on the sunny side. Yeah, hello.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I have two questions to answer to ask you.
Okay.
That they should extend it. And I want to ask, people that do their own during 2014... Is there a expiring date in the voter's card?
I don't think so. Was it legal then?
Hello?
Was it legal? Were you able to... Was it valid? Pardon me, I said legal. Was it valid then?
Yes, it's valid.
It's valid.
I voted... I collected in 2014 and it's valid. But you know, there's some national ID cards that they did that time. They said those ones have expired.
Yeah, so I think you need to go on the website... Can you go on the website and look for the category that might need you to revalidate your registration card and find out whether it's still valid? You just have to impute some details.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because that's about the best way we can confirm it. The sunny side, how are you? Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Do you need INEC to extend date for voter registration as they have done primaries? Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Moment. Thank you very much. I was under the weather somehow yesterday.
Oh.
I'm ready to vote, and I will continue voting till I die.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
Fair.
But if there's something you journalists that are not doing that I don't like.
God.
One man sit down for a panel telling you say Dengori election, and he's telling you that he's not voting. Are you not going to blame me? Whereby you people never ask about that one. We say I'm an actual result under the rest. What is our journalist and our lawyer doing about that statement that have discouraged some and not to vote? Even if they want to rig election from here to Titanic, where to Ocean, where Titanic falls, April 4, last thing we have, I will continue voting for
okay,
him.
Hold on a second. Can we address something real quick? What year, the statement of someone saying he announced the result under duress, what year was that?
And it was 2019 senatorial
fantastic.
Election of Okorata.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes,
so, good.
If you ask me when God created himself, I will tell you the date.
Hold on. Okay, so come on now. Let's aim at something here. Hold on a second. Okay. We have identified the tool of your enemy. So we have an enemy here, and we have identified the enemy, right?
Okay.
Good.
We have identified the enemy. That is the rigging of election in collection center, which Nigeria is not fucking white.
Oh, well, so...
People are not fucking white.
Okay, so it's one thing to talk about something. It's something else to be willing to do something about what you already know. So it seems as though...
I want to give you one information. My sister has been going to our next office 5 times. Anytime when you give them their name, they go say, you never read me, no paper. But some people will come and they will give them their own voter's card. I want you to leave that session and go and verify what I'm talking to you people.
What area is that? What area? Hold on a second. God. Stop. Wait. What area is that?
And it's Ayobo. It's Ayobo in Lagos.
Ayobo.
He has gone 5 times. They don't give a happy visit. Not only her, they need 30 million Nigerians.
So what reason was given? What reason was given for her not getting her PVC?
The voter's card never ready. Never ready. 5 times in 2 years. Yes. Never get never ready.
Oh, okay.
And people come out. Make your order, send one person, we're going to go investigate what you tell on that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
If they like, make the irrigation result from here to ocean. When Titanic sink, 4th of April, only 30 minutes, Titanic sink, I continue to vote until I die.
That's the will. You have the will. We just need to get our facts right. Thank you. You have the will. We just need to, we need to get a formula, a winning formula. One would be to be present after voting and wait it out so that it's counted. I think that's necessary. Now we have smartphones. People have drones. I think it's one way that we can manage situations like capture the moment. You know, you can just have a drone in the air capturing the moment. I think that's one way that we can do it. It's now, let me share this with you. The scripture says something about be gentle as the dove, be wise as the serpent. You must understand that the way Nigerian politics work. In fact, I'm going to try once again to see if I can get Banky on the show. I'm not sure what happened to Banky, and I'm trying not to make that a conversation for fear that there could be some element of inaccuracy in my reporting. The media is saying something, but then even what the media is reporting is somewhat conflicted, because it seems as though some people are saying that Banky W won. And then when the final report came out, he didn't win. So Banky would be in the best position. And I'm hoping that he would honor the invitation. I've been trying to call him. He's not responding. Maybe he needs some time, I would believe. I think that would help us gain some insight as to how this is working. And this should also furnish Nigerians with some information as to what they might need to do. Because, see, there is a structure already in place. A few days ago, there's a video of a dead guy at some primaries. Well, he was not supposed to approach, I think he was not supposed to approach the INEC officials, and he did, and someone tried to stop him, and he got into a fight, and the next picture of him that surfaced on the internet was him dead, because somehow maybe a stray bullet kind of hit him or something. And that sort of foolishness should be avoided. First of all, Nigerians need to understand that you can't die for politics. It's a freaking game. It's a game of, the money issue itself is we can barely track the money. You know, they tell you there's money in this thing. You can't track it. You can't track it. The delegates are, I was asking you about delegates yesterday. A handful of you have no faith in the delegates. You know, it's why? Because you think that they're not using their heads or their conscience, they're using their bellies. So it's like Nigerians have to know what is working against them, then formulate measures or patterns that they can contend with it. I mean, if we just sit down here and hand our lives to the enemy, then what? You pray? Like, you hand your life to the enemy, then you sit down and you pray. You handed it over. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent would choose a day to be violent. And violence, I don't mean like, you know, you go out there and hit somebody in the face. It's like you have means. You use your means for your objective. All right, the Sony side. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Jesus.
What? Why are you calling Jesus? Why?
Joyce, since you're into I've been calling.
Well, welcome to the show. This is not new to you. You can't be sounding as though this is a new development.
I tell you, you are doing well.
Thank you very much.
You are doing well. You know, I always tell you about this double D politics we play in this part of the world. Hello, Joyce.
We're with you. Go ahead.
It's not going to do us any good.
So what do we do?
And the INEC is my problem. I keep on saying it. You see the tennis guy that you play is a one-minute tape, mm-hmm. right? The guy said something and he stood by it. When I hear the INEC man, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, I'm not going to shift any date. It's going to affect the election timetable. Right? You remember?
Yeah.
Then to hear about 2 days ago or 3 days, because of certain day, then because of one party, all these things they are saying, it's not because of it. Because of the ruling party.
Okay.
It's a stick and hide game they are playing to themselves. Then they have to shift it again, shift the date.
Okay.
Like Koboko was saying, that incident that happened in Imo.
Mm.
On God point, you see how the professor was shaking to announce the senator.
Mm.
And INEC allowed that to go.
Mm.
The money they were distributing, the dollars to these delegates, whatever. I asked you the other day, should be the giver and the taker. They commit an offense, right?
Mm.
Hello, Joyce.
We're with you. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Even one of them, the son of the former vice president, had to get the court to announce, look, return my money.
Should INEC extend the date? Or should we just go with what we have already?
No.
Or you think none of this even matters?
Joyce. If it's 60 million voters, authentic one we have, right? Hello, Joyce.
We're with you. Go ahead.
Let them deal with that figure. Because the INEC workers themselves, they don't help matters. Before I get my own in that.
So no extension then?
I went there 3 days. Three days.
Wow.
Before I get my registration card.
Yeah.
My voter's card, I mean.
Okay.
If I have this I don't care attitude, I will be among these people who are complaining today.
Wow.
But I make sure I will get my, and I got it after 3 days.
Okay.
So INEC, please, if it's 60 million effective voters.
Let's go with that. No extension.
Let's work with that.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, George.
Hello. At the volume of your radio set. Turn it off. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Isaiah, calling from Lekki.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I want to speak regards to Mr. Paul.
Who's Paul?
Mr. Paul, one of them that called that you pay 5,000 naira to
get your... Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, sure, please.
That is a life on the pit of hell.
Okay, well, thank you.
At that same local government, I do my PVC. I do it online.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose a date for my biometric, and I went there. I didn't stay there more than 2 minutes. I took my biometric, and I left.
Oh, good.
And I checked my app 2 months later. I've seen that my PVC is ready.
Oh, great, great.
And I went there to collect without stress.
Oh, nice. So when did this happen for you? When did this happen? This year, last year?
This year. I picked up my PVC last month.
Okay. So from registration, it took 2 months for it to be ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, that's what happened.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update.
I debunked that information. Nobody asked money for anybody.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, I'm glad to hear that because I'm showing up there in a few days.
I have my new PVC collected for the Chosa local government.
I like the way you're bragging about it. Sounds like a way to go. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Look, I mean, that's like the first Nigerian caller today with a little bit of excitement. Well, this is the second one. I think I had one earlier on. Just a little excited that they have their PVC. All right. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Ladies, good to have you here. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
All right. My take on whether INEC should extend
it.
Registration or not.
Yeah.
What is wrong in having continuous registration?
Well,
if it's online and they need to have their report, all they need to do is to download the report for whatever day that they need, want to cut off. There should be continuous voters registration. People turn 18 and 21 every day.
Mm.
Every day. So such people should not be
outside. Yeah, true. But maybe they're shutting it down to be able to collect the number per time. You know, like, put the figures together.
They can always download it now. Ah, is it not online? they can download it.
Okay. Well, I don't know if ANEC has that manpower.
Fully automated. All they need to do, they just download. Take what report for a particular day or month that they need.
Mm. Okay. I don't know if ANEC has that manpower, because here we are even talking about the inefficiency that we can track with their current method. So, but that's also a fair consideration that you have suggested. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Have a nice.
You too. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name.
Hello, my name is Kachi.
Welcome, Kachi. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info.
Yeah, okay. What I want to say is that I feel like there should be like some serious education with regards to the whole process.
Serious education regarding the process?
Of EGM, of registration, because some persons, for example, are turning from 17 to 18 and they're like really need the process, because I'm sure when we're 15, 16, they're not thinking about...
Absolutely.
But then they're turning 18 and they're just new to the process. They're totally clueless. When I went to register mine, I was fortunate because somebody, a man in my area, was going to run for one councilorship position. So he just brought buses that conveyed us to the place of registration.
Oh, and, beautiful.
And we got preferential treatment. Of course, for us, it was beneficial, but for some other persons, it was corruption because it stayed. Because then got there before. But
well,
then,
thank you for being honest. How old are you?
I'm 24.
At least you can determine what corruption is. Well, that's beautiful. You're honest about it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And then, since then, I didn't really get the card because I wanted to use it for voting. But then, after things that happened between then and now, I, of course, want to vote. But then the card has been damaged to a very large extent. And changing it now, the process is quite new to me because I didn't go to get it myself.
You have a degree you can defend, something like that. Yeah. you don't know the process to get your card.
I didn't go myself. We just allowed into the office. So the point I'm driving at, I'm scared that if I try to change it now, I might not get my own.
Well, so when did you register? What year did you register?
2018.
Yeah. My assumption is that your data is already... And was it a digital registration?
Yeah, it was.
So I think your data... You have to go to the INEC office and establish that your data is on their system.
Yeah. But that's, then,
so then you have to... To be honest with you, you don't even know that. So one way to know it is to find out. So you have to go there. Does that make sense?
If I apply for another card, doesn't that invalidate my current card?
Now, that's the thing. You're not you're pretty much renewing. I don't think your name hasn't changed. Has any of your details changed besides your age?
No, it hasn't changed.
Now, so you're not necessarily applying for a new card. You're only just, getting another one.
Yes, I'm not okay, because I don't want to... Last time, our cards were detailed by people of the opposition party because they realized the man was sponsoring people to get their cards.
Wow. So, fantastic.
After the election.
Okay, so now go to the INEC office closest to you and then establish that you are still valid and can vote and all you need is a new card. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. And that's really necessary. Now, this is really where INEC comes in with public information to help furnish the public with not just updates, but information as to the process and national campaign. Yeah, which is something I think I didn't see. The sunny side, how are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joy.
I'm with you. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. You tell us your name. You can go ahead.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm on transit.
Okay, Emmanuel, go ahead. Thank you for calling.
I've been calling since last year.
Oh, well, look, I'm sorry it took so long what you got through. Thank you.
All right. My own is at Suleri. I registered online. I went there. The crowd of youth there. I'm telling you, people are trying to... It's like we are now more...
Aware. Woke. You've like, woken up from your slumber.
So I think, but they are not making it easy. Why are they using one system? The last time I went there, up to now, I've not done my capturing because it's stress. Number one, I can't even leave my daily... I left that day, I sacrificed that day to go and do that particular capturing. Getting there, the process was very, very untidy. They didn't plan it very unplanned. They are using a system. The battery is down. They are trying to go and... Which kind of
in a country whereby some party is selling phone for 100 million, one person is selling phone for 40 million, you can't have a brand new HP laptop. I don't understand.
So that's the thing. It's like we're living realities we can't even contemplate. Like we're living in something that should not exist normally. But yeah, welcome.
I thought INEC said they needed 300 billion.
There you go.
The 300 billion, they can't use 100 billion to buy a new system.
I'm not INEC.
How much is HP laptop? Brand new one is like 100K. What's the problem? I don't understand though. And secondly, it's like they don't want youth. Because what I saw that day, the elderly there, people that are above 45, 50, that are already.
Wait, did you just say elderly is 45?
Okay, let me say from 55.
All right, okay. I'm elderly, 45?
So, 50 upwards.
I don't even blame you. Sorry, I don't blame you. Lifespan is like 20 these days, like 25.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Even in Lagos State now, lifespan is like 25, 40. So 25 to 40. So getting there, I was like, the process is very, very unplanned. They didn't. It's like I was stressed out that whole day. I didn't do capture. I went there 2 weeks later. The same thing. Even my friend, I've been trying to book online, to book an appointment. No space anywhere. Why are they making
it like difficult?
That? I'm asking because this thing has to be investigated. It's like some people are making it difficult for us, we youth, to register so that we'll not vote against them.
Well,
you don't understand.
But who says you're not even voting for them? So the issue is you're not necessarily, I mean, you're voting for someone.
No, I'm voting for someone, but the people that I will not vote for, they know themselves.
Well, I don't even know who you're not voting for, but hold on a second.
So,
have you registered online?
PDP and APC. I'm not voting for any other.
I didn't even ask that.
No, I'm tired.
Okay. Have you registered online?
Yes.
So now the only thing you have left to do is to follow up at the INEC office to get your card.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no space.
Wow.
They're making it very difficult. It's not even about money. How would they even ask me for me to pay?
No, they shouldn't ask you for money. No, because we're fighting corruption here.
Let me land before you bury me.
You are about to bury yourself. I don't want you to bury yourself. No corruption.
Just let me say what I want to say. I wish they even asked for money for their stress, for me to have my TV so I can put myself out of this shambolic lifestyle of governance. I will pay. That means it's like I'm paying for my freedom. Because this is not a life I'm living. No light, no water, nothing.
You will pay.
No, I'll pay. That means for me to have a
Are you mad at Peter Obi for not paying? Because Peter Obi chose not to pay anybody for politics. Can you see the price?
That one is a different ball.
Is it?
It's a different ball game because it's like I'm paying for my tools for me to fight it with.
Well, unfortunately, welcome to a system.
Unshackle the bondage. We are in the bondage in this country.
The Lord is your shepherd. I hope the Lord really is at this point.
You too, Joyce. You are in the bondage too.
I have no comment because I think I would love to admit that I'm not in any kind of bondage.
No, you are in the political.
You think I am?
Now you want to go? You want to go spiritual? I'm not talking about this. We all know.
My friend, I can't even remember your name. My privileges are my privileges. You can't play it down. What it is what it is. My privileges are my privileges. Is what it is.
No problem. All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. I'm not in any bondage. The privilege of choice. That. Ooh. Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello.
Yeah, my name is John. I'm calling from VI.
Good to have you here.
I registered February this year, and they asked me to come for my PVC in July, which is I'm still waiting for them. They say I will get a test.
July.
Now, okay. I told them that I already signed here, but we were close to Sabo. Mm. On a good day, when I went there, is that there is no see. I do it successful and I come out successful.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
There is no any stress on it. They only give us the phone and then you fee. Now, I told them that they say I've done it before. I said no. They start. All the name of my brothers come out. It's only my name that didn't come out because I know that I didn't do it. I said I do it when I was very small. And then there's nothing like in a system.
All right.
Now, they can't tell me now that where am I? I say in Ikorodu. Which area in Ikorodu? Because I know I will not have chance in Ikorodu to collect it, to do it. Now, I have to do it in Yaba so that I can collect it in Ikorodu. Do you understand?
Oh, really? Does it work like that?
Now, Now the guy have to call. The guy have to call Ikrodu where I am. The area
oh,
that
good.
I'm living.
Yeah.
Now they have to tell me the center that I will collect it and the center that I will vote.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'm still waiting for their test. Now even I still recommend for I recommend that area to some people to go there so that they can go and do
oh,
it.
Oh, fantastic!
Because there's no when you walk inside there. We have about two or three people sitting down and they give us phone to feed. Now we enter one, now we don't need and go out.
What area is that? What, pardon me, what area is that?
Yaba, Sabo Yaba.
INEC office at Yaba.
Beside that court, that barras, that's the barras side.
Ah, that's fantastic. Okay, good. Well, thank you for the update. Oh, that's good.
Yes. Oh. That is where I did my own ceasefire. I'm still waiting for them. But if I cannot see it in July, maybe if I have time now, before now, I have to go there and check.
Yeah, just follow up. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, that's
so
a good one.
Wait whether my card is out.
That's all right.
It's not even take me up to 1 hour, 30 minutes. Because of my work, I don't have chance.
Well, that's such a good thing
longer
to hear.
In any office.
Great. Great.
But another thing that I need to complain is that the way they handle things in Lagos here, in government office in Lagos here, is not proper at all. That is what I know.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah. I understand.
The way they handle things in Lagos State,
mm-hmm.
especially government office,
yeah.
is very, very bad.
There's no sophistication.
If you go there, they will not do it. You just be like, say, they are forcing them to do the work.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's the reason why the people are complaining not to organize themselves. Do you understand?
Yeah, one northerner called in and said that it's not even easy in the north.
It's not, but that is where that one complained that. Where is local government? He's very, very far away from him.
Yeah.
But if you go to some office, he knows. Except if you don't meet them in the office. Once you meet them in the office, because I'm from Benue State, and then I'm close to North. Do you understand?
Yeah.
North Central. Are you with me?
I'm
now,
with you.
I know why how he go in North, and I stay here now over more than 12 years in Lagos. I know how he go in. No any office that you go in Lagos, yeah, any government office, that they attend to you free. Even hospital. The same thing, they will general hospital. Go there, they will do it. Somebody will be dying like this. They will not attend to that until the person.
So this
dies.
Is why you need a visionary. You need to get a visionary in office 2023 so that you can really stop complaining.
Now,
thank
Lagos
you.
People should hear very well. The Lagos government should take note of all those things. Say, let them go and talk to the people in the office. Do
sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ooh! Instagram, someone is saying, if you're not ready to play dirty, you can win a ticket on a major political party in Nigeria today, in my opinion. And you're right. But then the people determine how long that will go. Yeah, it's a people decision that changes things. Can we do one message before commercial break? WhatsApp, hello.
All right, so we have Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris says, the electoral law of 2010 mandates INEC to close registration of voters at least 180 days to the date of the election.
Mm.
So the lady that asked for continuous registration and others should know this, except the new electoral law of 2022 changed that.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Sunny Side Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.